It's weird.
But you're a demon. Demons can't call things weird. I mean, what's weird to a demon?
Oh, you know,
said the demon cautiously, glancing around nervously and shifting from claw to claw.
Things. Stuff.
Twoflower looked at him sternly. What things? The demon coughed nervously. Demons do not breathe. However, every intelligent being, whether it breathes or not, coughs nervously at some time in its life, and this was one of them as far as the demon was concerned.
Oh, things, it said wretchedly. Evil things. Things we don't talk about is the point I'm broadly trying to get across, Master.
Twoflower shook his head wearily.
I wish Rincewind was here, he said. He'd know what to do. Him?
Sneered the demon.
Can't see a wizard coming here. They can't have anything to do with the number 8.
The demon slapped a hand across his mouth guiltily. Twoflower looked up at the ceiling.
What was that?
He asked.
Didn't you hear something? Me? Here? No, not a thing,
the demon insisted. It jerked back into its box and slammed the door. Twoflower tapped on it. The door opened a crack.
It sounded like a stone moving,
he explained. The door banged shut. Twoflower shrugged.
This place is probably falling to bits, he said to himself.
He stood up.
I say. Is anyone there? Is anyone there? Is anyone there? Hello? 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 I know there's someone there. I just heard you playing dice. There. I just heard you playing dice. There. I just heard you playing dice. I just heard you playing dice. I just heard you playing dice. Look, I had...
Twoflower stopped. The reason for this was the bright point of light that had popped into existence a few feet from his eyes. It grew rapidly, and after a few seconds was the tiny bright shape of a man. At this stage, it began to make a noise, or rather, Twoflower started to hear the noise it had been making all along. It sounded like a sliver of a scream caught in one long instant of time. The iridescent man was doll-sized now, a tortured shape tumbling in slow motion while hanging in mid-air. Twoflower wondered why he had thought of the phrase, a sliver of a scream, and began to wish he hadn't. It was beginning to look like Rincewind. The wizard's mouth was open, and his face was brilliantly lit by the light of, what, strange suns, Twoflower found himself thinking. Suns men don't usually see. He shivered. Now the turning wizard was half man-size. At that point, the growth was faster. There was a sudden, crowded moment, a rush of air, and an explosion of sound. Rincewind tumbled out of the air, screaming. He hit the floor hard, choked, then rolled over with his head cradled in his arms and his body curled up tightly. When the dust had settled, Twoflower reached out gingerly and tapped the wizard on the shoulder. The human ball rolled up tighter.
It's me, explained Twoflower helpfully.
The wizard unrolled a fraction.
What?
He said.
Me.
In one movement, Rincewind unrolled and bounced up in front of the little man, his hands gripping his shoulders desperately. His eyes were wild and wide.
Don't say it, he hissed. Don't say it and we might get out.
Get out? How did you get in? Don't you know?
Don't say it.
Twoflower backed away from this madman.
Don't say it.
Don't say what?
The number.
Number? Said Twoflower.
Hey, Rincewind, yes, number between 7 and 9, 4 plus 4.
What, 8?
Rincewind's hands clapped over the man's mouth.
Say it and we're doomed. Just don't think about it, right? Trust me.
I don't understand, wailed Twoflower.
Rincewind relaxed slightly, which was to say that he still made a violin string look like a bowl of jelly.
Come on, he said. Let's try and get out, and I'll try and tell you.
After the first age of magic, the disposal of grimoires began to become a severe problem on the Discworld. A spell is still a spell, even when imprisoned temporarily in parchment and ink. It has potency. This is not a problem while the book's owner still lives, but on his death, the spellbook becomes a source of uncontrolled power that cannot easily be diffused. In short, spellbooks leak magic. Various solutions have been tried. Countries near the Rim simply loaded down the books of dead mages with leaden pentalfas and threw them over the edge. Near the hub,